This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
As you are aware from the financial indicators with Mpho Mashita, all right, gold prices have been quite impressive lately.
Yeah.
Quite impressive lately.
Very impressive. And Kruger Rand investors finally extracted rich after 30 years. Gold has surged to record highs. And South Africans who bought Kruger Rands 30 years ago have seen extraordinary returns. Exactly 30 years ago, gold traded at about $384, 65 cents an ounce, with the rand then averaging R3.63 to the dollar. A Kruger Rand costs roughly 1,397 at the time. But when you look at gold prices today, trading a little over 4,000 rands and sometimes just a little under, you know, you get the sense that it is finally paying off. We're talking to an expert about what that means for you if you are someone who has invested or invested about 30 years ago, someone who invested 5 years ago maybe, or maybe someone who is actually just looking at starting out. We're talking to economist Thabiso Mongano, who's joining us on the line. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Morning. How's everybody?
No, we're good. Thank you so much for making the time to talk to us this morning. First of all, let's get the terminology right. Are we correct in terming this the gold rush? You know, first of all, let's start there. You know, maybe you can tell us more about what's happening with the gold prices and what it means for investors right now.
Yes, I think it'll be absolutely accurate to term this a bit of a modern-day gold rush. I mean, you know that on the 8th of October, gold hit an incredible milestone, really hitting the $4,000 per ounce price point. Then, you know, translating that into South African rands, it's about 70,000 rands per ounce, which is actually up 51% from last year and breaking 26 record highs in 2025 alone. So 2025 alone has been incredible for the price of gold. So if you really look at it, we can really then see what gold is from a historic standpoint, which really is a blanket. It's a way for people, for government to really then hedge the volatility of their own currency. And that's what gold really does. It becomes a blanket that really protects against that. So just a quick look at why gold has really then peaked this way. You know, we have economic uncertainty. You know, the global fears of recession and trade tensions, especially from the U.S. policy positions that have currently been kind of ravaged the world. And those are driving investors to really seek safer asset classes, and gold being one of them. The dollar, obviously, weakening really is also one of the key motive drivers for the price of gold moving up. So we're looking at, you know, the U.S. dollar decline, which pushes investors towards assets that hold value better, like gold, for instance. And then central banks have been doing something really interesting. Countries such as China, India, Turkey, and Poland have actually been buying over 1,000 tons of gold per year for the past 3 years straight. So this is really, you know, double the decade average. And that is also quite a key indicator of why the price has actually then been going up. And of course, we know that there's geopolitical tension, so wars and global instability push investors towards safe haven assets, and gold is literally that. So uncertainty is fueling demand, and demand is fueling record prices. That's why we're actually where we are with gold.
Okay. You know what? Generally, like laymen on the street have an idea of what buying stocks and bonds and all of that looks like. But what does investing in gold look like? Where do I buy it? How do I even start? Is it stored somewhere in some safe deposit box? Do I get to take the brick home? You know, what does it look like?
Well, think of it investing in gold as like buying, you know, or owning a car. You can either buy the car, or you can actually own part of the fleet, or you can actually invest in the manufacturer of the car. So it's exactly the same way. The first option that people have to actually own gold is to own the physical gold. And I know that sounds kind of really absurd. You say, where do you put it? Do you have a safe at home in the wall somewhere, and you can actually even put your gold bullion bars there? But it's not really that complex. So what you can do in South Africa specifically, that you can actually then invest in Kruger Rand if you want to buy the physical assets. So you can walk into any FNB and you can tell them that, look, I want to invest in Kruger Rands. And what will essentially happen is that 1 kilogram would be obviously the equivalent of 1 ounce, which is 70,000 rands. Smaller sizes of this cost less. So if you want half an ounce, you'd be spending 35,000 rands. And I think a quarter or a fraction of that ounce would be something like 7.5 or something like that. So you can literally walk into any F&B and you can have that transaction done. The nice part about that is that you would have, you know, ownership of the physical asset, and it would be stored securely at the Rand refinery. This would be a really tangible asset. And you know that, you know, the storage and insurance costs, which is a kind of like a downer, because you have to pay for that asset to be stored, and you really need to ensure the risk of it being stolen. The nice part about this is that F&B guarantees that they will buy back your gold at any given point in time when you want to actually sell it. They guarantee that buyback, so that means that it's a really nice liquid asset to actually have. You can exchange it for money anytime. The other option is obviously to invest in gold ETFs. And basically now that's the more complex one. So you can buy, you know, new gold ETF shares on the JSE. Just to break it down for people, because I want people to understand that what an ETF is. So, you know, ETF stands for Exchange Traded Fund. And I think you should think of it as a container that holds gold, and you buy shares in that container. So how it works is that you would buy shares in something called a new gold ETF. These shares would then be traded on the stock exchange, like the company shares. Each share would actually cost much less than a whole Krugerrand. And you don't own physical gold in this instance, but the value of your shares goes up and down with gold price. So basically what an ETF is that it allows you, it's an asset class that allows you to trade and exchange in the movement, the price movement of gold as a commodity. So you don't necessarily own the gold, but you'll be participating in it in the movement of the price points. Then option B would be buying gold mining shares. This would basically entail buying shares in companies that are actually mining gold. So companies like Gold Fields, Harmony, Anglo Gold, Ashanti would be one of the ways you would do this. Potentially higher profit in doing this, but you must remember that you're not buying into gold itself there. You're instead also buying into the company, which means that you would assume the same risks that a company would essentially even assume. If there are strikes, you're subject to price or your gold shares being, you know, fluctuating. If there's, you know, any other issues like theft or, you know, the company got well run, you would also face the same risk. So those are mainly the three main ways to essentially own, you know, some form of gold asset class investment.
Listen, I think you did your best. You literally took us to university this morning. We are going to be walking out with our qualifications. So thank you so much for taking the time to educate us. We're out of time and, you know, can't quite wrap up with the whole conversation. But what you've given us this morning, let me tell you, it's enough to get us through the social conversations talking about gold. That's economist Thabiso Mongane.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.